Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
We got Mike Epping here. So, Mike, with everything going on, obviously we're in the 50s. I think we got our one dose. You know, we got our last shot a week ago. We, with the snow, we always get that last one. Let's hope it's opening day. Sox have their opening day. Cubs have their opening day. So, yeah, I think we're pretty safe, right? If we get one, we take a little shot, whatever. But we're pretty much rolling into spring full force here. Yep. What type of things should our listeners be aware of as they're converting their house? And we had a relatively mild winter.
Yeah, very, very much so.
Right.
We had very few frozen pipes this year, which is great.
January, well, you know, we had a couple of weeks there in January that it felt like winter here in Chicago. But other than that, it was bearable, right? It wasn't Definitely. That big of a deal. So what are the telltale signs that our listeners should be looking out for as we transition fully into spring?
Yeah, I would say the biggest one. And this might be a little late because I've seen people washing their cars in the driveway and doing some things with their outside, spigots.
Yep.
So what I want to do is tell you that, try to do that with two people. When you go outside and you open that out, you should open that up outside for the first time. You should have somebody in the basement or wherever that line goes out of your house, making sure that over the winter, line didn't pop on the inside. And we see it all the time. And if you go out there and you just hook up your hose and away you go, and you come in 2-3 hours later after washing your car, some people not washing their car, just, sprinkling, the lawn.
Filling up their pools. Get ready to fill up their pools.
If you turn that hose on and walk away and you haven't checked inside, you could be walking into hundreds of gallons of water.
They might not even go down in the basement for a couple days.
Yep. You need it's just cheap insurance. It's just a quick tip. It takes you 5 minutes. If you're alone, turn the faucet on.
Run around.
Go back in the house. Make sure it's not leaking inside. And then you're good. You should be good for the rest of the year before you shut it off.
I want to thank all the listeners, Steve.
I see that.
We got 40 Catholics.
God bless you.
Tritium.
It's tritium, and okay. I said trillium, and nice. It's the tritium.
I mean, literally.
And I knew that, but you're not on the radio, people, so there's no pressure
on you.
You're
under pressure.
You don't get the pressure. The heavy questioning of David Hochberg.
If that's a heavy question, you've got bigger problems. All right, so thank you to all the 40 of the listeners out there.
Stop it.
That are really Catholic.
There's lots of real Catholics that listen to WGN.
That knew what tritium.
Tritium.
Yeah.
Tritium.
All right, so let's get back to water talk here.
Water talk with Mike Epping of Center Guard Plumbing. So now that we've gone over that.
He was talking that. He brought that up. I didn't.
So you turn your water on.
Yes.
And then you go to the other side of the wall.
Correct.
On the inside of your home where you turn the water. Because some listeners might be thinking, where should I go?
Yeah.
Right? It's directly on the other side of the wall where you're turning that water on, and you want, and it could be a first level too. It might not be a basement.
Yep.
Right.
Could be a slab. Could be a crawl space. I mean, you just want to make sure
nothing's coming out on the other side,
because you're still going to have water coming out of the hose. And people would think, well, if I got water coming out of the hose, it can't be leaking inside.
Wrong.
That's wrong.
Yeah.
It's coming out of both. So you want to do that. The other thing is the people out there that have battery backup systems. Make sure your batteries are charged and working. If you're buying a battery backup, from a home center, generally those batteries require maintenance.
Water, right? Purified water.
Distilled water.
Distilled water.
Yep. You're going to want to make sure. Now, normally you should have some kind of beep from your system telling you that you need to add that, but always check.
Right.
Just make sure your batteries are working. You can easily test them to make sure that they're fully charged.
And have the safety equipment, right? Get goggles and get some gloves in case something spills, right?
Yeah, you could definitely do that with the acid,
You don't want to get burned.
Full of acid, sure. Definitely. So be careful, and that's not something you necessarily, if you've got a problem with the battery, you can call, a handyman can do something like that. You could call us, but, most people can take care of that on their own. But that's just another thing I would check. Before the big storms come, the power goes out, make sure that's working.
All right. What are you getting calls for right now? Is it broken? Because our listeners are coming back from their winter homes. A lot of our listeners go south for the winter. They're starting to transition back. Some of them have come back for Easter. Okay, some come back for Passover's coming back. You know, I'm a Yid, so, you know, Passover's coming up. The family likes to be together for Passover. Some come back after Memorial Day. So you know, during the next 60 days, we're going to have an onslaught of the snowbirds that come back. What are those calls like?
I mean, you have a lot of people that when they turn their water back on after they've been gone for 3 or 4 months that have galvanized plumbing in their home. Well, they come back, they turn their water off before they left, which obviously everyone should do. Yep. I don't care if you're going for 3 months or if you're going for 3 days. If you're leaving in the winter, you should shut the water off to your home.
Okay.
So when these people are coming back and their water's off to the whole house and they turn that on for the first time, you're going to get a lot of air, you know, coming out of your lines. The
spitting.
It's going to clog your aerators on all your faucets, your shower heads, could even be your cartridges, you know, at the fixture, which if you're handy, you could fix. Otherwise, you might need to call a plumbing company for that. But just, you know, that's a lot of it is pressure issues. When these people get back from out of town, you know, they turn everything on and they have one or two fixtures in the home that always seem to be clogged up.
Got it. Is it an easy clean? That do they just, just unscrew the faucet?
Yep. Just twist off the aerator on the faucet, clean that out.
And what's the aerator for our listeners that don't know?
The aerator would be the small metal disc that hooks to the spout, and it's actually got a screen in it that will actually catch any debris so that you're not drinking that, anything that's large.
Take that out. Rust particles get trapped in there?
Yep. It could be plastics, you know, from the, you know, water heater fill tube. It could be a lot of things, but that always happens the first time you turn your water back on.
I could even do that. So you it's literally where the water comes out.
Yep.
There's a like a quarter inch adapter at the end of the faucet. It just screws on.
Yep.
You just take it out, clean it off, right? You just run water through it, hold on to it so it doesn't go down the drain. You just clean it out because you might get rust particles.
Yep. 9 out of 10 times a homeowner can probably clear that on their own without having to call someone to do it.
Steve looked at me.
Same thing with the shower head.
Right.
You know, a shower head's a huge one, and all you've got to do is take that off and clean the screen. Washing machine, people aren't aware.
Uh-huh.
Where your hoses hook onto your washing machine, there's actually a screen on the hot and the cold. Take that hose off and clean those out.
I did not know that.
Yeah, a lot of people actually are running their washing machine. They wonder why it takes so long to do a load of laundry. It's because the screens on the back of their washing machine are clogged, and they're only getting half the pressure to the washing machine.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Come back. We've got text messages here. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We have a text here, 224, by the way. Is 10 Commandments on tonight? I don't know. Some people want. Moses was awesome. Well, thanks for the shout out for Moses. I'm not Jewish, but he's great. Went to Grace Lutheran on Walters. Oh, so there's a Northbrook resident there giving a shout out to Moses. So thank you, 224. I think he's a great guy, too. Very powerful man. 312 did great things. 312-981-7200. There are more with Mike Epping from CenterGuard after these messages. 312-981-7200. We got a call on line one there, Patrick. 312-981-7200 is MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
The texter pointed out I did make a mistake.
Pardon me, Mr. Perfect.
Mark this, the first mistake I've made.
What did you do?
It's not free credit report. It's annual credit report.
Big mistake.
So you go to annualcreditreport.com.
Thank you for the correction.
I would say be careful how you type it because it would take you to a very unique set of sites. And then you start getting pop-up messages. Not that I know anything about that.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Here's a texter, Michael. How about just open the outside faucet first, then go inside to turn the shutoff back on? I do this every year. Text from Sandy. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, Sandy, that's perfect. And I think I kind of mentioned that before, but yeah, a lot of people do have and should have a shutoff valve inside the house so you can isolate that line. So turning the water on outside, coming in, turning that valve on while you're standing there, that's perfect. Can't do it any better, Sandy.
There you go. And then we have another one here from 847. How do I eliminate the rotten egg smell in the water at my lake house? So it must be well water, I'm assuming.
It could be well water. What I would probably say there, it could be two things. If it's just on the hot side and your cold water doesn't have that egg smell, then it's the anode rod in the water heater. and that would need to be removed because it's chemically reacting with your well water. If it's your cold and your hot, at that point, then you need to look into water treatment, a water softener, possibly an iron filter would take that out for you, and that is something we do. If you wanted a free estimate, you can give us a call at 847-406-8883. But if you isolate the hot and cold and it's hot only, then that's a water heater issue.
Family of four, single family house, 2,500 to 3,500 square feet. Covers probably 75% of the listening area, right?
That's fair.
Okay,
absolutely.
Fair,
yep,
right?
Definitely.
Average length of life of a water tank with kids, and I'll put it here, young kids, not teenagers yet, 2, 3, 4 years old. So you got a family of four just starting out in their new home. They bought the home from an existing owner that had the water heater for 5 to 10 years. Okay, what should that new homeowner, in addition to all the costs that are going up, insurance is going up and everything else going up, how long should that homeowner expect that hot water heater to last before they have to call you to do a replacement?
Yeah, the average life expectancy of a water heater is 8 to 12 years. And that does vary with a lot of children, which my wife and I had four. You use a lot of water. You know, you're using that water heater more. Obviously, just like anything, mm-hmm. that's wear and tear on that unit. You're going to be in that 8 to 10 range. If it's, you know, a couple living in a home, you know, maybe you get that 10 to 12. And you do have some water heaters that last longer than that, and, you know, some that actually go out within their warranty period. But 8 to 12 is generally the average.
And what is the going cost of a replacement water tank right now, water heater right now?
Well, it depends who you call.
Okay.
If you go to a home center, you know, you're going to be in, you know, probably the $1,700 to $2,000 range for a standard 40 or 50-gallon water heater.
Big box stores, what you're
talking about. Big box stores, absolutely. You go to the big plumbing contractors, the giants out there, you're going to be more from $2,000 to $2,600.
And that's just for the tank?
That's the tank installed.
Oh, installed.
That is installed.
So
but if you call CenterGuard Plumbing, you're going to be about $1,500, $1,600 for a 40 or a 50.
Okay.
So if you do the math real quick,
it's a lot of money.
Calling us can save you a lot of money, and we've made it extremely easy.
What's the difference? Why are the others charging so much more than you?
Because people are willing to pay it. And like we were talking with Mike, you know, before the show, it's high pressure. It's commission. Commission is what drives it. The majority of your plumbing contractors out there, the majority of the pay of that plumber coming into your house is commission driven. So anytime you put commission into the game, the customer is going to pay more.
Same on the HVAC side.
Every trade out there.
Yeah.
So you can rest assured when you call us, we don't pay our plumbers commission. So you get a fair price. And all you've got to do is take a picture. Stand back. Take a picture of your water heater from 10 feet away. Take a picture of the sticker on it from the manufacturer that tells us what the gallons are and what the BTUs are. And
that's all you need.
All you've got to do is text it to us, and I can save you hundreds of dollars. The big plumbing companies, more like $1,000. It's worth a picture and a text. I truly believe that.
All right, hang on. We got Tom out in Batavia calling in with a question. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Dave, buddy. Hey, plumber, I have an existing bathroom, and I want to take everything out of there and put a washer and dryer in there. Is that possible to hook this washer to the drain up to the toilet where the toilet was existing?
Well, you could tie it into that line, but that line would be too large. Do you have a tub or a shower in that bathroom, or is it just a half bath?
No, it's a tub in there, a tub and a toilet, and I just want to take those out. And I'm going to have you do it, I hope, actually.
Okay. No, we'd love to do it for you. And that's something where, are you going to demo this yourself and take everything out of it?
It all depends on what needs to come out of it. I'm trying to do as little as possible, taking out-wise. I don't want to rip the floor up if I don't have to.
I got a sledgehammer. I'm pretty good in a crowbar.
There you go. David's got a sledgehammer.
I got a sledgehammer, Tom.
David, you would get hurt. Believe me, it's more than lifting a pen.
I got a...
Ouch. And I'm going to say that probably David doesn't have a sledgehammer.
I have a sledgehammer. It comes with training wheels, but I have one. And the guy takes a shot. It's tougher than lifting a pen. All right, I'll
give you a discount too for taking that shot at David.
All right, go ahead. So do you? And that's Hochberg with an H, by the way. Do you demo? Or you don't do demo?
No, we can do demo absolutely. Okay. So if you're in Batavia, I've got trucks at least two or three in that area every single day. It would be something that if you want to call the office, set up an appointment, we could actually come out and look at it before you demo it and kind of let you know what you need to do. Pictures in that scenario aren't going to do us a lot of good. It would give us a starting point, but if you literally, you could just call our office and schedule a free estimate for that, and we can schedule that. That's really easy for us, Batavia.
Hey, Tom, are you going to be home in the next 2 hours?
Oh, yeah.
All right, can you take a picture? I know he said the pictures.
This scenario.
Yeah, I'd like to see what the challenge is for tearing up that bathroom with my sledgehammer that's attached to my pen, Big Shot. So I like to see how much work I got to do, and I might be up to the challenge. So take some pictures. And what are you laughing?
You're not going with him, Steve. You're the helper, Steve. Take the tie off, guy.
It's not beyond my capability.
You're going to be schlepping all the stuff to the dumpster.
Steve's going
to
bring a little hacksaw or something.
No, he's going to bring a Diet Coke with
a
straw.
I was a union iron worker before I became an attorney. I understand how to use tools.
I used to be a red stripe, and I used to go up and walk the beams. And I could tell you everything about until I used to live in Austin until the ice cream man got shot in front of my house.
stabbed.
And my father, I could tell you the whole thing about Stephen A. Lee. You don't even turn his mic off. I could take care of his whole segment.
Attorneys, they really don't, because we're not lawyers, we're attorneys. And people think attorneys don't know how to use tools, but I know how to use tools.
All right. Tom, I think we've had enough. Hey, hang on, buddy. Send me. What's up, buddy?
I can't send you a picture because this is a place where I work at. So I'm not there today. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. You want to do it in your place of work.
I want you to come out. I mean, I still want you to come out. I invited you out a while ago to come to Buttermilk, and I told you I'd buy you breakfast at Buttermilk.
All right.
You've never showed up yet. But anyhow, tell Center Guard, I believe it's called. I'll be calling Monday.
All right. Well, all right, he's breaking up. We got to hit a break. Tommy, hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaner. We got to hit a break here. Three, phone number.
847-406-8883 or WGNplumber.com.